and they called it child on a bicycle. They called it black strap molasses. See, they first made Colonsia. You don't know what that is.
Now, what is that?
Well, you know what a cornucopia is?
Yes, ma'am.
This, and it goes down, except
a
Pelancia, it goes down and it has a round bottom. You know, the whole thing is round. Now, you used to buy them in the market in Mexico, and it's sort of brown. It makes good candy. And it comes, it tables up.
It's made out of molasses?
Yeah, made out of sugar cane. But I guess the... You have to get the, grind the cane and get the juice, and I don't know how. And my father first started out, he had tables of, I read that not too long ago, but I remember them. And they had holes, and these things would sit in a hole, in these holes, and it'd come along and pour this syrup. Now, he knew he could sell that, so he sold that in northern Mexico as well as by wagon and ox cart from one end of the valley up to Rio Grande City in Roma. Then after that, he got to making sugar. And there were three grades of sugar when he first started. One was a little dark brown, and the other was a little cream, and the other was got to be white granulated sugar.
Those Pelancia?
Yeah, P-I-L-L-O-N-C-I-O. Pelancia, yes, C-I-O. Uh-huh.
Was that something that you ate? I mean, was that like candy?
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, this stuff that you buy, with pecans in it.
Pralines?
Well, that's I think now they make that out of brown sugar. But that's brown sugar is like these Pelancias.
Oh, that's how they look.
You haven't been into a market in Mexico, have you? Too bad that... that you haven't been had a chance to go.
Do they sell them now?
Huh?
Do they sell them now? Can I buy a pill?
I think that they are in the grocery store. I think they still sell. Angela? Where is she?
I think she's in the bathroom.
Oh, she made me clean the bathroom. I think they still, I know they do. I know they do.
Well, and did the barns ever have a place upstairs, you know, under the roof of the barn? Not a floor.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, we had one in the old home in Brownsville. In fact, that chair was discarded, and they had a lot of stuff. They automobiles. See, that was for carriages.
The barn.
For carriages. Of course, when my father bought it, and all that, the day of carriages was over with. We had automobiles. But there was a step that went up there, and your help could stay up there.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What did you call that part of the barn?
I don't know. Upstairs in the barn, and there was, we found a lot of things that Aunt Alice had stored up there. I took that, and I made that little piece there, and I had
very
it.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Did you ever call something like that a log?
We had, tell you what we called a log, a hay log. But
that?
Nothing pertaining. But what they used to store hay. but we never use that much. That's more of a northern. But I know what a loft is. I mean, I know it's up in the loft. But
you just call it upstairs in the barn.
We'd say, well, see, we never had that. Most of our stuff you didn't have upstairs. Everything was big enough that you didn't have to have an upstairs, see?
So much space.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You didn't have to have an upstairs. But after these people came down here and settled here, they'd build these big barns and they'd have lofts.